Fidelity opens a genius act, money fund for stablecoin reserves. Fidelity has launched a government money market fund built specifically for stablecoin issuers, putting one of the largest asset managers in the world into the business of holding the cash that backs digital dollars. Cointelegraph reported the launch on June 19, 2026, citing the new Fidelity Reserves Digital Fund, ticker FYMXX, which invests only in the assets the Genius Act permits stablecoin issuers to hold as reserves. The fund is aimed at institutional buyers, with stablecoin issuers as the headline customer. It carries a $1 million minimum initial investment and a 0.25% management fee, and it holds short-term U.S. treasuries, cash, overnight repurchase agreements, and other government money market funds that meet the same reserve standard, the reserve rule driving the launch. The Genius Act, the U.S. federal framework for payment stablecoins, requires issuers to back tokens one-for-one with high-quality liquid assets, cash, short-dated treasuries, and qualifying government money market funds. That last category is the opening Fidelity is stepping into. Rather than every issuer building and auditing its own treasury portfolio, an issuer can buy shares in a single fund that already holds only eligible collateral and is structured to stay compliant. For issuers, the appeal is operational. Reserve management becomes a line item instead of an in-house desk, and the holdings sit with a name regulators and banks already recognize. For Fidelity, the appeal is the float. Stablecoin reserves sit in safe, short-term instruments that generate yield, and managing that pool at scale is a fee business that grows with circulating supply. Erase Fidelity did not start first. Fidelity is not the first traditional manager to chase this. State Street launched a comparable product earlier, and the broader pattern is clear. The firms that have spent decades running money market funds see regulated stablecoin reserves as the next pool of assets to manage. The reserve backing for dollar stablecoins already runs into the tens of billions, and most credible forecasts have the stablecoin market growing from here. That makes the competitive question less about whether TradFi shows up, and more about who issuers trust with the collateral. Reserve quality has been the recurring fault line in stablecoin history. Tokens that drifted toward commercial paper, undisclosed holdings, or thin attestations lost the confidence of the market the moment conditions tightened. A fund that holds only treasuries, cash, and repos, run by a manager with a long compliance record, is a direct answer to that history. The connection to everyday crypto spending. This sits one layer below the cards most people actually use. A large share of stablecoin-denominated spending settles in USDC or USDT before it ever reaches a merchant, and the credibility of those tokens rests on what backs them. When reserves are held in a transparent, regulated vehicle, the banks and card issuers in the chain face less counterparty doubt about the asset moving through their rails. It also touches the economics of rewards. Reserve yield is part of how stablecoin products get funded. The interest earned on backing assets is one of the levers issuers and their partners can use to subsidize cashback rewards, fee waivers, or promotional rates on cards tied to those balances. A more efficient, compliant home for reserves does not guarantee better card terms, but it shapes the pool of money that makes those terms possible. For users, the practical takeaway is narrow but real. Stablecoin balances are only as sound as their reserves, and the disclosed structure of those reserves now varies between issuers. Custodial card balances held in a stablecoin still carry counterparty risk. If the issuer or the platform holding your funds fails, access to that balance can be frozen regardless of how well the underlying reserves are managed. Regulated reserve funds reduce one risk in the stack. They do not remove the others. The launch lands during a fearful tape. As of June 19, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $62,573, down about 2% on the day, with the fear and greed index at 19, in extreme fear. Infrastructure moves like this one run on a longer clock than the price chart, and the build-out of regulated stablecoin plumbing across the U.S. market is continuing, regardless of where the market sits this week.